He's not like the others, John said. He never makes a sound. That's why I named him Ghost. That, and because he's white. The others are all dark, grey or black. There are still dire wolves beyond the wall. We hear them on our rangings. Benjen Stark gave John a long look. Don't you usually eat at table with your brothers? Most times, John answered in a flat voice, but tonight Lady Stark thought it might give insult to the royal family to see the bastard among them. I see. His uncle glanced over his shoulder at the raised table at the far end of the hall. My brother does not seem very festive tonight. John had noticed that too. A bastard had to learn to notice things, to read the truth that people hid behind their eyes. His father was observing all the courtesies, but there was a tightness in him that John had seldom seen before. He said little, looking out over the hall with hooded eyes, seeing nothing. Two seats away, the king had been drinking heavily all night. His broad face was flushed behind his great black beard. He made many a toast, laughed loudly at every jest, and attacked each dish like a starving man. But beside him, the queen seemed as cold as an ice sculpture. "The queen is angry, too," John told his uncle in a low, quiet voice. "Father took the king down to the crypts this afternoon. The queen didn't want him to go."